From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Trump administration is joining harsh international condemnation of Russia for a nerve agent attack in Britain blamed on Moscow, while for the first time imposing fresh sanctions, directly blaming Russia for election interference. VOA's Capitol Hill correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
The sanctions penalize Russian hackers, cyber trolls, and spy agencies by freezing assets and prohibiting Americans from doing business with them. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, said the administration has acted methodically in punishing Moscow, adding that more sanctions are on the way.
There'll be some more sanctions coming out against oligarchs. I'm confident that is going to occur.
In a statement, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said targeted sanctions are part of a broader effort to address the ongoing nefarious attacks emanating from Russia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The special counsel Robert Mueller, widening his investigation of Russian interference in the presidential election, has now subpoenaed documents at the Trump Organization, President Trump's global business empire. It's not immediately clear the extent of the records that Mueller was seeking, but the New York Times reported that the subpoena, which was delivered in recent weeks, ordered the New York-based Trump Organization to turn over all documents related to the company's dealings with Russia. A days-old pedestrian bridge across a busy highway in Miami, Florida, collapsed Thursday, crushing a number of cars and killing some people. Police say there's a full search and rescue operation underway. Several cranes and police dogs are part of the rescue effort. This is VOA News.